The scarcity of officers got steadily worse as the war wore on, because the casualty rate is always highest among officers, and the MI never commissions a man simply to fill vacancy. In the long run, each boot regiment must supply its own share of officers, and the percentage can't be raised without lowering the standards. The strike force in the Tours needed 13 officers, 6 platoon leaders, 2 company commanders, and 2 deputies, and a strike force commander staffed by a deputy and an adjutant. What it had was 6. And me. Table of Organization, Rump Battalion Strike Force, Captain Blackstone, First Hat, Fleet Sergeant, C Company, Warren's Wolverines, First Lieutenant Warren, First Platoon, First Lieutenant Bayonne, Second Platoon, Second Lieutenant Sukarno, Third Platoon, Second Lieutenant Ngam, D Company, Blackie's Blackguards, Captain Blackstone, Second Hat, First Platoon, First Lieutenant Silva, hospitalized. Second Platoon, Second Lieutenant Koroshin. Third Platoon, Second Lieutenant Graham. I would have been under Lieutenant Silva, but he left for hospital the day I reported, ill with some sort of twitching offals. But this did not necessarily mean that I would get his platoon. A temporary third lieutenant is not considered an asset. Captain Blackstone could place me under Lieutenant Bayonne and put a sergeant in charge of his own first platoon, or even put on a third hat and take the platoon himself. In fact, he did both, and nevertheless assigned me as platoon leader of the first platoon of the Blackguards. He did this by borrowing the Wolverine's best buck sergeant to act as his battalion staffer. Then he placed his fleet sergeant as platoon sergeant of his first platoon, a job 2 grades below his chevrons. Then Captain Blackstone spelled it out for me in a head-shrinking lecture. I would appear on the TO as platoon leader, but Blackie himself and the fleet sergeant would run the platoon. As long as I behaved myself, I could go through the motions. I would even be allowed to drop as platoon leader, but one word from my platoon sergeant to my company commander and the jaws of the nutcracker would close. It suited me. It was my platoon as long as I could swing it. And if I couldn't, the sooner I was shoved aside, the better for everybody. Besides, it was a lot less nerve-wracking to get a platoon that way than by sudden catastrophe in battle. I took my job very seriously, for it was my platoon. The TO said so. But I had not yet learned to delegate authority. And for about a week, I was around troopers country much more than is good for a team. Blackie called me into his stateroom.